What's up, everyone? Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Today's episode is jam-packed with tools, tips, all the things. You are listening to The Curlcast with Jenna Marie. This episode is number 10, and remember, it's not really about hair. Thanks again so much for listening today. I'm really, really stoked that you decided to tune in to play this in your car, in your office, wherever you are listening to this. It means the world to me that you are. I'm really pumped because the content in this episode is one of my favorites so far. It's episode 10, and I'm also really excited because statistics say that most people don't make it past episode 8 when launching a podcast, and we made it to episode 10. And so I'm so excited. I'm having a blast, and I probably would make this podcast even if I was the only one who listened to it. So I'm glad you're along for the ride. Today, I'm talking about three keys to going next level with the relationships or the friendships in your life and the quality of hair products that you choose. You know, I was thinking to myself and I realized I'd rather have one or two, maybe three tops quality hair products or skincare products, whatever it may be, than to have tons and tons of ones that are of lesser quality. You know, I want my hair to come out right. I want to style right and have amazing results. And sometimes lesser quality things, they just don't give you what you're desiring from them. You know, there are some products that I absolutely love that are just a one and done. Use one product, you're done out the door to style your hair, to make your curls amazing. I think, Curly Magic by Uncle Funky's Daughter, that you know from one of the episodes earlier, that's one of my favorite products. There's one by Diva Curl. Bounce Curl has a light cream gel that I've heard is amazing and I can't wait to try. There's even Curl Maker by Camille Rose. And so there are so many products that even though they might be a little bit more expensive, maybe you have to order them online, they are worth every penny and they truly do enhance your results and your hair, and they're worth the investment. I've been using this skincare line that is, it's like Korean, and I actually won it in a contest from this company called Panacea, and it's a little bit more expensive, but it truly has transformed and healed my skin compared to the drugstore products I was using before. Not to say, you know, that drugstore products don't work well, and they work amazing for some people, but for me, I'm noticing that some things are just worth it to go next level and invest in quality ingredients. This leads me to my first key to going next level in the quality of things in your life, and it is to check the ingredients. You know, some products, they have oils or synthetic junk in it, and it's just not good for you. I know for me, I love natural products that have aloe vera in them. My skin loves it. My hair loves it. And truly, the same goes for people. There are certain people who have qualities or ingredients, per se, like integrity or self-discipline, big faith, that are encouraging, that are generous or hardworking. Those ingredients, those qualities I look for in people. You know, I'd rather have two close friends in my life who I know would go through hell or high water to have my back and then have, you know, maybe 30 friends who disappear when the going gets tough. It truly is a game changer when you insulate your life with high quality people, with people with open hearts who are understanding, people who know more than you do, who are better at things than you might be. The sign of a good leader is someone who has good leaders, and the sign of a good friend is that they have good friends. So I would encourage you, seek out leaders and friends who have high quality ingredients in their life that will help you go next level. The second key is to get rid of old or expired products. Now, this kind of makes sense. You know, you can transfer it in your head and get where I'm, see where I'm getting, what I'm getting at. There are some people who just are not meant to be in your life for more than a season, and that's okay. That doesn't mean, you know, you have to be rude or cut people off, but some might deserve an explanation and maybe even a conversation of closure to move on. But it's so important that you move on from friendships or people that aren't for the season that you're in right now. The same thing is said for products. Some actually have expiration dates if they have natural or active ingredients in them. Ones that don't work for you, get rid of them, throw them out. And seriously, like if you have something that's over 10 years old, like please do not use that. It's just not a good idea. Makeup expires and, you know, products with natural ingredients, they're gonna go bad. And so you just wanna be aware of that. Know what season you're in, what products you wanna be using for it, and maybe take an evaluation of who's in your life. It's okay to not be deep, deep, lifelong friends with someone just because you grew up together. You know, maybe their life isn't headed in a direction that you want yours to go in. Have grace on them, you know, but stay in your lane and pursue friendships with individuals who are going the direction that you want to go in. The third key is to think and aim for quality over quantity. I would encourage you, maybe even now, what three people in your life do you spend time with that just make you feel better about yourself? People you know have your back and you want to be more like them. And it's probably not a ton of people, and that's almost a good thing. You know, there's this popular quote that says, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." You want high quality people in your life, people who show up, have your back, keep you accountable, and push you to grow. The same goes for products. Maybe instead of buying five less expensive ones, you choose one of really high quality with good ingredients and try that out. And you know, if it doesn't work, you can always take it back to the store or you can swap it to a friend. And there you have it. Those are my three keys to having a high quality life and high quality hair products. Thanks again for listening, and as always, it truly does mean the world to me when I hear your feedback. Helps me know what things you're loving that I'm talking about, what things you don't care about. I crave and I need your feedback, and so I would love it if even now you left me a review right here on podcasts, on iTunes, if you sent me a message, left a comment, shoot me a text message, slide into my DMs on Twitter. I want to hear from you if you're listening to this, and I hope that you are. I would love some feedback and to know that this is helping and encouraging your life. Cause I'm the last